Proclamation number 6597 of 17th of July, 1956. Relief action on souls beyond. The task you have been given does not only extend to the people on this earth, but the souls in the kingdom of the beyond have also been handed over to you for care, because they, too, shall be given the opportunity to be listeners of the divine word, so that they can still make up for what they missed in earthly life. So that they can still find Jesus Christ there, to whom they have to take refuge in their adversity and distress in order to be redeemed by Him. Love must also be preached to those souls above all, because only then can their state of misery be remedied when they acquire strength of love through their own will to love, and only then can they be active in love. In the last days before the end, the redemption of the souls in the beyond is urgent insofar as they are more willing to accept the divine word, the gospel of love, than people on earth. And because every soul which ascends in the beyond can also be a helper for earthly people again if it can now mentally influence them, and its endeavor will only ever be the spiritual salvation of those. Where the influence from person to person is only weak, there the influence from the spiritual kingdom can still be successful if people think of deceased loved ones and these have already reached a certain degree of light, to which you, as diligent laborers in the vineyard of the Lord, can help them. This is why your task is particularly important, and again you will be admonished to fulfill it conscientiously, so that such a rare opportunity can be exploited where the souls of the kingdom of the beyond can fetch nourishment for their souls. Although the same nourishment is also offered to them in the spiritual kingdom, their degree of realization is so low at first that they cannot assess what is offered to them and are more inclined to reject it, as they did on earth. But through your mediation they feel addressed and charitably touched, because God's grace makes it particularly easy for them to attain faith in the last days, and because these immature souls are still too closely connected to earth, so that they are also easier to influence from earth. Just as, conversely, their efforts will later also be directed towards people on earth whom they know to be in the same need after their physical death. These connections and actions of help from earth to the beyond and vice versa have always been possible, but in view of the end they become more evident when people are aware of their task and lovingly commit themselves to the salvation of the souls. Then God particularly blesses such connections, and His blessing also means success. The number of souls still struggling for salvation is endless, but God's love and grace is also endless. But a ray of love also has an endless effect. And if a person only commits himself with love for the redemption of a single soul, this redeemed soul will then be able to be active again to such an extent that countless souls will find salvation through it again. And therefore, with your help, countless souls can still be saved before the end. You should always remember this and always bear the significance of your task in mind. Then you will be eagerly at work and tirelessly create and work for God and His kingdom. And God will bless your work, for you will help Him to bring back that which is already eternally separated from Him. Amen.